This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Installation of solar power systems in Wisconsin has dropped since 2010. Before that, according to Midwest Energy News, the industry was growing modestly for almost a decade. Today, solar accounts for 0.1% of the state's renewable energy, barely a blip.
And with utility companies looking to raise monthly fixed rates and lower the rates at which they buy back excess solar power, advocates for renewable energy say the industry is in jeopardy.
Renewable energy growth is often seen as part of the Democratic platform, with many Republicans outright against or at least not on board. There's, for example, no mention of renewable energy in the state Republican platform out this year.
There's one very notable exception, however. Here in Wisconsin, the president of the Wisconsin Solar Energy Industries Association and co-owner of Sunvest Solar, the largest solar installer in the state, is himself a conservative. Matt Newman is the son of Mark Newman, a Republican who advocated for renewable energy and lost Republican primaries for governor and Senate in the state. Matt joins us now to talk about the solar use in Wisconsin. Matt, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon, and thank you for hosting.
Well, what is the conservative case for expanding renewable energy like solar in Wisconsin?
Well, I think there's a whole bunch of reasons why conservatives should be in favor of solar, but I think the top few that are most relevant are the concepts of free market capitalism, property owner rights. It's really a national security issue if you get right down to an energy portfolio that has a broad-based method of producing energy. And then also, ultimately, economic development and job creation here in the state of Wisconsin. So I think there's a number of reasons. I could go down a list of a few more, but realistically, those are the core issues that I believe conservatives should be in favor of solar because of those principles that align directly with conservative philosophy.
Well, the GOP in general has dragged its feet a bit on renewable energy. And as we mentioned, the party's platform adopted this year doesn't mention clean energy at all. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there were a lot of negatives surrounding renewables in the past, and I think that has changed substantially in the last few years here. Just to give you an example, since 2010, in our own company, our cost of installations for solar systems has dropped by 65%. Meanwhile, you have utility costs going up in Wisconsin at 2.5 times the rate of inflation. So while you have utility costs increasing on everyone who has no choice but to buy their energy from the utility company, you have industries like ours that are developing primarily outside of Wisconsin and dropping our costs substantially to a point where we are now economically viable. This is no longer a discussion about needing subsidies for an industry to survive. This is about an industry that can stand on its own and compete head-to-head with utility rates.
Is there anything inherently at odds between renewable energy and the conservative platform?
There really shouldn't be. I think in the past what it was is subsidies. I think Republicans said we don't have the money, and I agree with them. We didn't have the money, nor do we have the money to subsidize industry. And I don't think that the government is in a position to pick winners and losers. However, if we're going to truly eliminate subsidies, we have to eliminate subsidies from the fossil fuel generating sources as well so that we truly know what our cost of energy really is.
The case has been made by people who are a little less enthusiastic about renewable energy that it could hurt consumers who don't have it. What do you say to that?
Yeah, are you referring to the fairness argument that's being circulated right now? Yeah, you know, honestly, there's not facts to substantiate that point of view, and that's the challenge I have with it. We're hearing a lot from the utilities right now that this is all about economic fairness, and it's about the idea that solar is being subsidized by the other ratepayers that don't have solar. Now, the fact of the matter is solar is about 0.02% of our energy mix in the state of Wisconsin. So to somehow say that that's being subsidized by other ratepayers and actually impacting the rates at 0.02% of our energy mix is just plain not true. But in addition to that, if you look at other states that have actually gone about doing a factual study on whether or not solar helps other ratepayers or hurts other ratepayers, I think you'd find, as other states did, that in fact, because solar generates a lot of its energy, about 70% of it, on peak periods, there's other cost avoidance issues as well that utilities get to benefit from. The value of solar is actually higher than the retail rate that we're getting compensated for with the net metering policy. So I think if we actually go through the factual information, our state's going to find that, in fact, solar helps reduce the cost and future burden on the electric grid that we know it today.
As president of the Wisconsin Solar Energy Industries Association, do you think that you can help move the needle on Republican support for green energy?
You know, I hope so. I hope at the end of the day, the discussion is about whether or not it's an economically viable technology, because I already know the answer to that question. And I hope it's not a discussion about how we protect the bottom line of our utility companies. You know, at the end of the day, what this rate case is about, it's, and this isn't necessarily wrong for the utilities to be doing this, but the utilities are protecting their shareholders. That's really what they're doing. And I don't blame them for doing that. It's just that they probably believe that's where their fiduciary obligation is to their shareholders. And as such, they're making sure that they have enough fixed fees being generated to cover their costs of the energy transmission. At the end of the day, we want fairness too. And all we want is a fair platform to compete on. And we want the ability, things like third-party ownership in the state of Wisconsin, which the utilities are also trying to regulate through their rate case, ironically. You know, those are types of things, financing mechanisms that allow renewables to be more affordable to everyone so that no one can say we can't pay for it. If you allow third-party ownership in Wisconsin, then people do have the ability to pay for it.
And by third-party ownership, you mean that people could buy their energy from someone who's producing it en masse, like your company?
Precisely, yeah. We could install a system on your roof, as an example, and you just buy the energy as we produce it, as opposed to you having to outlay maybe $20,000 or $30,000 to put it on your roof at the beginning. So there's companies all throughout the country, ours included, that are financing these systems for homeowners, for businesses, churches, schools, et cetera. They may not have the tax credit appetite. They may not have the ability to finance something over a 20-year time period, but companies like ours do that sort of work, and we're responsible then for the operations and maintenance of the equipment as well. So it's really beneficial for people, and oftentimes there's zero upfront cost to do that.
Do you think that the Republican Party has to somehow acknowledge climate change to bring about a change in perspective about renewable energy?
You know, I don't necessarily. And interestingly enough, I got asked this question. I don't remember the publication recently that asked me that question. And they said, aren't you just dodging the question when you say, no, you're not really sure about climate change? And the truth of the matter is, I really don't know. I have not studied climate change as an issue specifically to know whether or not that's an issue. But I don't believe that Republicans have to take a position on that, because ultimately, if we support clean energy development, we are directly helping the climate change discussion. So if it is for real, and I don't mean to be hedging on it, it's just I don't personally know. I have not studied it. I'm choosing to spend my time building our renewable energy company, which would be a part of the solution to climate change were it an issue. So I don't believe Republicans have to come out necessarily and support one side or the other of the climate change issue. I think it's more important that we support clean energy development for national security purposes and the fact that we support free market capitalism and competition in the marketplace.
With the two so bundled together, though, is that a reasonable position to take? Climate change and clean energy?
You know, I believe it is, because at the end of the day, the reason that we are in favor of and the reason our company is working so hard to promote clean energy is because I believe that we need a more broad energy mix. I believe it needs to be more distributed so that we don't have specific locations that we're completely reliant upon that, given some sort of a, God forbid, a terrorist attack or something else, that could shut down our energy grid and literally shut down our marketplace. So I believe a distributed energy grid and an energy portfolio, and one that is locally generated, is something that we ought to be working towards as Republicans, Democrats, and frankly as Americans, irregardless of the climate change conversation. And so it's not, again, it's not that I'm avoiding that topic. It's just that that's not my primary driving reason, and I don't think there should be any Republicans' driving reason for supporting renewable energy. And I don't necessarily think that might be a reason why Democrats support it, but I don't think that that should be the driving reason either. I think there's way more important issues here to be discussing.
Great. Well, Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you for your time.
We've been speaking with Matt Newman, president of the Wisconsin Solar Energy Industries Association and the co-owner of SunVest Solar in Pewaukee, about the conservative case for renewable energy in Wisconsin.